something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, the Priestly Ministry of a Believer.
Hallelujah.
He said, I'm not telling you that I'll pray the Father on your behalf. You know, sometimes we think, oh Lord Jesus. So when we pray and we say, talk to the Father for us. Jesus said, I won't. He said, because the Father himself loves you. On his own, he loves you. He doesn't need anybody else to talk to him on your behalf. Then he said, use my name for access. So in the name of Jesus, you have access into the presence of the Father. You are there now. You were born into that presence in the name of Jesus. The day that you were born again, you live in his presence today. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I know who I am. I live in the presence of the Father. I don't need anybody to talk to the Father for me. I know who I am. I dwell in his very presence. Jesus gave me access. He gave me access. The Bible says through him we have access into the presence of the Father. We have access. So that name gives you access. It gives you the legal authority. So you have the power of attorney to act for Jesus. So you don't need to ask Jesus in prayer. You ask the Father in his name. And when you understand that, prayer just changes. How can you beg in the name of Jesus? It's an insult. You can't beg in his name. That's the name that's above every other name. At that name, every knee bows. Everything in nature has been willed to Jesus. And that name was, oh glory, that name was given to us to function with. So I don't need to try to squeeze up some faith. All I need is to use the name of Jesus. Oh boy, I hope you can catch this. Before the death and resurrection of Jesus, they had to have faith. He said, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall not only do that which is done to the fig tree. He said, but if you say to this mountain, move from here to there, it will move. If you have faith, if you have faith, if you have faith. But after his death, burial and resurrection, no more need to ask us if we have faith. We were born with faith. Oh boy. We were born with faith. Romans chapter 12 verse 3, the Bible says that God had dared to everyone the measure of faith. We don't need to try to get it anymore. We have it. We were born with it. So what do we do now? We don't try to get faith. We just plant the seed of faith that was given to us by using the name of Jesus. Why do many pray and not receive answers? Because they don't expect answers. Find out how many people pray in the morning and remember what they prayed for in the night. Find out. There are not many people who pray in the morning And then in the night time, he said, did you pray in the morning? He says, yes. What did you pray about? He starts scratching his head. He can only remember the religious ones. I prayed for the country. I prayed for everybody. I prayed for my cousins. No. Is that all you remember? Okay, when you prayed for them, did you expect an answer? What did you expect? Many pray for the head of state and abuse him they pray for him in the morning, abuse him in the evening. That prayer cannot work. Oh God, give him wisdom. Oh God, okay. Then when he acts, we say something is wrong with him. But was it not the wisdom you said God should give him? You see, we pray without expecting answers. That's what I'm telling you. Hallelujah. Are you still there? You sure you're still there? Do you love Jesus? Sure you love Jesus? All right, now let's finish reading that verse in Revelation chapter 1, verse number 6. Oh, by the time we're through with this convention, you are going to be a powerful praying person. Hallelujah. Somebody said, pray a very powerful prayer for me. There are no powerful prayers. There are powerful people who pray to a powerful God. There are no powerful prayers. Powerful people pray to a powerful God. Hallelujah. When you want to travel from Lagos to Ibadan, do you tell the driver, please take me through a powerful road? The road doesn't need to be powerful. Prayer is like the road to getting what you want. You don't need a powerful prayer. You be powerful and let God be God, the powerful God. Hallelujah. Revelation chapter number 1, I mean verse 6. Are you there? Yes. In hath made us kings. That's where we got to. Kings who decree. They make decrees. You should listen to the series on the Lordship of Jesus. It will touch you. It will help you. Kings decree. Look at the fathers of faith. Those who have gone before us. Read about them. What kind of people they were. How did they speak? How did they pray? One of the most moving prayers that I saw in that Bible was a prayer of David. A very short prayer. When he was in danger. And I pray that prayer several times for certain people. Can I tell you what it is? Oh, you want to know? I will tell you. David was in trouble. What kind of trouble? His son rebelled against him. And a lot of people in Israel followed Absalom. There was one man that was so powerful in all Israel. The Bible says, whenever that man spoke, if he talked to you, it was as though you had heard from God. His words were so powerful. His words were so respected. His wisdom was of high reputation. So when he spoke, it was as though a man had heard from God. Somebody came to David and said, Ahithophel has joined Absalom. Hey! David said, hey! That was the most powerful man with words in Israel. He joined Absalom against David. David knew, but for God, he was a dead man. Then he prayed. He said, oh God, because if anybody went to Ahithophel for counsel, that man was as though he had heard from God. Ahithophel's words will not fail. So David prayed. He said, oh God, Why? Because the anointing was on David. David knew the anointing was not on Absalom. The kingship belonged to the anointing. It didn't belong to a rebel. It didn't belong to somebody who just wanted to take office. This was no political game. He knew the anointing was on him. The fact that many people were joining Absalom didn't change anything. What he knew was most important was the anointing of God. And he knew it was on him. So he knew that even though Ahithophel was a wise man, now that he had joined Absalom, something had gone wrong with him. Because he was now fighting the anointing. But you know what? When many people saw that Ahithophel had joined Absalom, they were more encouraged. They started telling everybody in town, Ahithophel, even the great Ahithophel is with Absalom. I'm for Absalom. They joined Absalom. Ahithophel's popularity was now something in town to be heard. They exploited it. David was moved to prayer. He said, oh God, turn the counsel of Ahithophel to foolishness. Listen, he didn't say, take wisdom away from him. Because God, the gifts and the calling of God are without repentance. So he said, oh God, turn the counsel of Ahithophel to foolishness.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you.